Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, this is Seth Payne.
And Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast?
Of course I did. Oh, you're asking everybody else. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts whenever it works for you.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, we've been heavy sports this week on the confessions. I'm going to start with a non-sports one, but it's a public service. It's a public service to the great city of Houston. My city. It is.
Why'd you say you already expected me to come in and negate it? Is that how our relationship has developed? You already expect me to knock down everything you say?
All right, so I'm being serious.
Uh-huh.
So they found a body in Buffalo Bayou this morning. Did you see that?
Which is another one. They've been finding a lot of them.
It was six in a week.
Good God.
15 this year. So first of all, 15 bodies in Buffalo Bayou have been recovered. Six this week. And the story from, was it the mayor or the police chief? Excuse me for not saying, for not having that exactly right. It was the mayor, Mayor Whitmire. The story is, but we don't have any evidence that there is a serial killer loose in Houston. My confession, do you need one? Do you need some? There. Six bodies. This is not a normal occurrence. I've been here for 36 years.
Right.
It's not like, remember.
Oh, well, there goes
another
the body.
Body out of
there
Buffalo
goes the body.
Bayou.
Yeah.
Another body out of Buffalo Bayou. People, be careful out there. Six bodies in Buffalo Bayou in a week?
Yeah, I have a friend that used to run Buffalo Bayou, and she was like, nah, we're done with that for the time being.
Yeah. I mean, what? We don't have any evidence of a serial killer. What about the six bodies in the same place in a week? That's not evidence. I know it's circumstantial. I'm just saying.
You really taking this Judge John Lopez pretty...
Oh, I am taking this dead serious.
No,
my daughter lives around there and goes jogging. I said, don't do it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously not trying to joke in any ways about this. It's mm-hmm. very serious, and I think ultimately I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why you'd be like, hey, you're trying... And in the sake of like public... safety and not sending people
remain calm.
Yeah, we're keeping people calm. Not hey, that doesn't mean there's a serial killer. I think for the individual, probably should proceed as though there is.
Yeah,
right. When it comes to things of danger,
that's what I said. Do you need any?
Proceed in a way of caution. So yeah, if you got loved ones or if you yourself like running Buffalo Bayou, maybe be a little bit more cognizant. Make some thoughts or have some thoughts or about maybe changing your practices beyond
six.
That.
Yes. Again, I don't remember on the 36 years I've been here. I never remember like a stretch, you know, where they're like, oh, another body coming out of Buffalo Bayou.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that it was all definitely, right. It's definitely been enough where I was just like, that's very, very odd.
Yeah.
These are my confessions.
All right, Lopez, I know I'm annoy you at times with all the sport, with the stats and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I lean into the stats guy. I do want to circle, there was a stat that made me go, I don't know if I'm really going all the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so my confession is...
Oh, you're not in with the stat.
My confession is I'm kind of conflicted here. Are you familiar with Tom Haberstroh?
Of course.
He's one of, in the basketball sphere, one of the most respected kind of stats, like reporter
mm-hmm.
or writer in that space.
Geeks.
And he, I guess you could call him that. I would not. he works for Yahoo Sports at the point, and he on a podcast... gave this stat about the Houston Rockets that definitely will raise ears.
Amen Thompson with Reed Shepard on the floor and no Fred VanVleet and no Jalen Green. Plus 9.2 every 100 possessions. Defensive rating 101.
Ooh.
Turnovers created way up.
These guys are getting way too excited about number. Ooh.
Well, would that not get you excited?
Hold on, let me put a sock on the door.
Like, would that not get you excited? Like, this is the thing is, I want to be excited about this. Because, I mean, you know me. I jumped up and I was like, yeah, I don't know how much I feel about the Amen Thompson at point guard. Mm-hmm. That is with Amen on the floor and Reed Sheppard obviously giving you an opportunity to space. But then not having Fred VanVleet, who you won't. And then Jalen Green, who was obviously not on the team anymore. Those are good numbers. Those are really good numbers.
Those are really good numbers.
The tough part about it is I immediately, my radar went off and I was like, how many minutes did those guys play together? Mm-hmm. And I was trying to circumnavigate and, you know, kind of get back to what he exactly searched for. And I couldn't get exactly, but I know that they didn't even play up to like 300 minutes together. Or they
That's what I was wondering.
Total.
That's what I was wondering.
All last year. Mm-hmm. Talk less of when you siphoned out Fred VanVleet minutes that might have been in there with them. So mm-hmm. the question I had was, how reliable is that information, especially when you think about who they were playing against? Mm-hmm. Was it Amen and Reed against starters?
What minutes were
they? Or was
that
against reserves, and how does that track? But I do, like, something within me is conflicted because I do like that there's just generally a positive mm-hmm. number that you could put on those two on the floor together. I just don't know how much I can take that to mean. Well, that means that when Amen and Reed are on the floor, that this Rockets team is going to be humming. I can't quite get there.
Welcome to the dark side. These are my confessions. All right, so this Diana Russini thing, I'm festering is not the right word, but it just continues to bounce around in my head. Diana Russini is one of the most respected and plugged in reporters out there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Seth Payne.
And I'm Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
That's awesome. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or if you're a jump straight to the highlight person, we got you covered as well.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, my name first, obviously,
Hey. And
hit the follow button to get every minute of the show, your way and on your time.
It's the Payne and Pendergast podcast. New episodes drop daily.
And catch the end of this, because my confession is I cannot help myself but wonder, you know, what it is.
Diana, is CJ Stroud any good? What is going on with Houston?
It's a good question. I'm writing about it this week. CJ Stroud is really good. I think they are still trying to figure themselves out on offense. They have a new play caller. They have a different looking offensive line. I still think they're working some kinks out. So he's still good. I'm not on this. I'm not in the camp of he's ruining his opportunity here to get some mega extension. I still think CJ Stroud can play. I just think there's still a lot of work to be done, and there's some things going on behind the scenes that I think we're gonna find out about soon.
There's some things going around behind the scenes that I think we're gonna find out about soon. And in the meantime, she started that answer with, I'm writing about it this week.
Yeah, I need that story to come out, like, now.
Yeah.
Like, I need that now. Because also, like, as we try and, you know, break down what she might have been talking about, mm-hmm. it seemed like she was talking about offense, right? So this wasn't necessarily talking about defense, it didn't feel like. Does that feel fair?
It does for the most part, but it could be more dynamic. Like, you know, leadership, coaching, you know, that kind of thing, which might lead to the offense ultimately. But if you're connecting dots, and that's part of my confession, I am very curious. Like, she's not like, you know, Twitter fan X.
No, not nearly.
That just puts stuff out there. I heard that blah, blah, blah. No, she wouldn't say this unless there was something going on.
Can you give me the very end of what Diana Russini, obviously the part that everybody mm-hmm. has been most
But the beginning is
about.
Interesting, too.
It is. Yeah. It is.
But I'm writing about it this week. He goes, that's interesting. I'm writing about it this week.
Yeah. Give me the very end of what Diana Russini said to the Dan Le Batard show.
There's some things going on behind the scenes that I think we're going to find out about soon.
Some things I'm trying to see to what degree. Like, is that discord?
Well, of course, reckless speculation.
Let's do it. Reckless speculation.
Let me throw out some names. I'll just throw out the name and tell me if you think this might be involved.
Okay.
I'll throw the obvious one out. Nick Cayley.
That definitely feels like, I just don't know what to win. Like, is that already thinking about taking play calling responsibilities away from him?
Mm-hmm.
Or that's possible. Okay, I'm with you.
Joe Mixon.
Ah, yeah, because we haven't heard not word the first about Joseph Mixon.
Mm-hmm. C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
I feel like we already know about it.
But
by the
maybe
time
there
she
were
said
some
this.
Things going on behind. My thing was, did he get in a fist fight with somebody or something? Or was it, did he sort of, who knows what? I mean, again, this is reckless speculation. But that's a name that popped around in my head. Another one, C.J. Stroud. I've said it. You've said it. Everybody's seen it. He just doesn't look quite the same. Morose is the word that the morning guys used. Could he be, the little kerfuffles that he had with Bobby Slowick last year? Is it escalating now that it's still not working? That's just four options there that have kind of just been bouncing around in my head, and there might be more.
Yeah, no, I'm in with you on all of those as possibilities. I see you, Cornbread, on the YouTube saying, how do you know it's going to be drama? It could just be the offense is not a fit. No. Sorry, we're gonna Zapruder film this one more time from the top here, Byron. Because again, if you listen to what she said, the middle portions of what she said doesn't track with, well, it's just the offense isn't a fit, and that's coming out in her article.
There's some things going on behind the scenes that I think we're gonna find out about soon.
No, from the very top, Byron, the entirety of this thing of Diana Rossini, who is a NFL insider for The Athletic. She was on the Dan Le Batard show. They asked her about what's happening with this Texans team, and this is what she said.
Diana, is C.J. Stroud any good? What is going on with Houston?
It's a good question. I'm writing about it this week. C.J. Stroud is really good. I think they are still trying to figure themselves out on offense. They have a new play caller. They have a different-looking offensive line. I still think they're working some kinks out. So he's still good. I'm not in the camp of he's ruining his opportunity here to get some mega extension. I still think C.J. Stroud can play. I just think there's still a lot of work to be done, and there's some things going on behind the scenes that I think we're going to find out about soon.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Goes straight from, she kind of grunts and says, I'm writing about it this week, to immediately the offense. To immediately after that, C.J. Stroud, still trying to work some things out.
Defensive C.J. Stroud, and a strong defensive C.J. Stroud.
To immediately, some things going on.
Maybe it is just like, hey, this is the problem with what's been happening with the offense. But again, we can see that the offense is bad. I don't think that her reporting would be that. I think it'd be the reasons why, which seems like it'd be salacious. Ultimately, we have to wait for her to drop her piece, and I think this might be the most eagerly I've been awaited a Diana Rossini piece, even though I love reading her writing. So, that is one of those things that, I'm going to be honest, that doesn't give me encouragement headed into a weekend game. Like, if this was any other team than the lowly Tennessee Titans at this point, I would not be very comfortable. I'm going to be entirely honest.
There's some options out there.
There are. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Those are your lunchtime confessions. And I see you, 832. Can we stop embarrassing ourselves in front of the hoes, Texans? Agree. Strong agree. So hopefully we get that figured out. All right, we're in the 12 o'clock hour here in the loop. So we will be giving away a 4-pack of tickets to the Houston Cougars Texas Tech game that'll be happening next week. Stick around, because coming up next, it's time for John Lopez's college football headline as we get ready for what should be a really intriguing college football weekend. We'll get you that headline next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Seth Payne.
And I'm Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
That's awesome. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or if you're a jump straight to the highlight person, we got you covered as well.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, my name first, obviously, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show, your way and on your time.
It's the Payne and Pendergast podcast. New episodes drop daily.